the show on the road. We're recording.
Yay!
All right.
I was drinking. Yay! I was late a little bit there.
All right. So last time on Dungeons and Dragons, y'all had made it to the capital of Nishima, the city of Hokkaido, where after returning the God Touchdown, there was a 7-day festival in your honor. And you guys have made it through the announcement and the parade. The Day of Song for Inari, the Day of Magic for Tony, the individual melee for Taika, and the 24 Hours Artificers Competition for Shins. Each of you had a chance to individually meet with the Queen, ask questions of her, let her get to know you a little bit. And then the festival climaxed with the Grand Team Melee, where you fought against 7 other adventuring parties. In a complicated elemental themed battle to the finish. You all made short work of your first opponents, the Heartbreak Heroes, and then last session had to finish the job facing off against all the other adventuring groups, including locals, the Noble Wanderers, the Bod Squad, the Motley Few, Jim Tonestone Sisters. And closer to home, the Kestron and the Kestrels and the Weary Wanderers. It all came down to you all versus Kestron and the Kestrels and the Weary Wanderers. And you thought you had won, you thought you defeated everybody, but it wasn't over yet.
Trixie!
As you stood there, all beaten to a pulp, looking around, an invisible Evelyn came up from hiding behind one of the platforms in the air arena. And cast a deadly cone of cold that knocked out 2 of you, if I recall correctly. The 2 that were still standing were able to very quickly take out Evelyn. And the fight was over. And Hornclaw were, in fact, the champions.
Yeah.
You were presented a special team trophy from the Queen. The crowd went wild. There was a big party in the street. You all were celebrated. You had a chance to chat with some of the other adventuring groups, all of which were pretty good-natured excited to have fought you. You had some more sibling energy with the Weary Wanderers and some friendly back and forth with Kestra and Kestrings. And you all made it to bed.
Yay!
You leveled up.
Yeah.
So...
Did I do all the things I was supposed to when I leveled up? Pretty sure that there was not too much.
I hope so.
Yeah.
you all became level 13, so Shims, I know you got, I think it's 4th level spells, is that right?
Yes. I'm still not too familiar with all of the 4th level spells.
It might take a hot minute before you are. that is A-okay. So, yeah, 13th level for you, Shims. Yeah, you just got... everybody's proficiency bonus went up by 1.
Yes.
So my arcana is now a plus 15. I did update my leg.
Yes.
That's great. So
I have double proficiency.
Yeah. Oh, Colleen, you have double proficiency in something too, don't you?
I think so.
Plus 10 intimidation.
Hell yes.
That feels so right for Taika.
Right? Finally.
It does. I'm glad you picked up.
Yeah, so that's the basic thing.
Is it performance? No.
I think it was perception, maybe?
It should say on your character sheet. Where does it say?
If you go to the click on the... Yeah, either slide all the way to the left or click on
perception.
The skills.
Yeah, Tony, your perception is now plus 12.
Nice.
One more. Perception.
Perception.
That's really scrolly.
Ho-hoo! That's sick.
Yours is also plus 12, is it not?
I think so.
And your, like, passive is, like...
Yeah, both of their passives is 22.
22!
Yeah.
That's absolutely wild. Mine's an 18, which is very decent, but...
Mine's
perception.
Under your skill.
No, is that right?
Under
you... Wisdom was your dump
right
stat. That's right.
It was
too funny.
All right. Yeah, everyone's proficiency
modifier.
Just
has no idea what's going on.
Everyone's proficiency modifier went up by one. You got fourth level spells. Tony, you got
seventh
level spells.
Sick.
Mm-hmm. Y'all unlock teleport, aka fast travel.
We can go wherever we want.
So fast.
And we can come back so fast.
And then Shay, you went rogue, is that right?
Yes.
You got a new feat.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Which metamagic options did you pick?
Subtle and distance.
I'm so worried about you having subtle.
Yeah, it's the best.
It's only 2 points per day, so.
It's the best.
I know y'all are going to abuse the fuck out of it.
As
I hope
we
so.
We would just
that's
do
the whole
she
point.
She can cast spells without it being noticeable.
Oh, that just keeps. That's something we keep bumping up
also,
against. That was a good choice.
A subtle spell can't be counterspelled.
Oh, yeah?
No.
It can't be counterspelled.
It can't tell you're casting. It's delightful love. Oh, I'm so excited you have spell.
And then what did you get for your blood hunter stuff?
Barely anything. I got the proficiency and this we're at 13?
Yeah.
Oh, my brand of castigation can now hold people in place.
That's
so
too big.
Yeah, they can't get away from me if I've marked them. And if they do try to leave by teleport or leave the current plane, they take 46 psychic damage after a wisdom saving throw.
Nice.
Plus, it does more damage. So now, if I've branded somebody and they do damage to me or anyone within 5 feet of me, they take 6 points of psychic damage.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah. They can't dash away from me.
Ooh.
Yeah. Pretty great. Pretty great.
Oh, and you also get another blood malady.
I do?
You go up to 3.
Ooh, do I? I didn't even notice.
Yeah. All right. So, you all have a nice long rest. You feel yourselves get better in your sleep. More jacked, more perceptive.
More, it sounded like you said
sneaky.
More eject, and my brain filled it in with erect.
Oh, no.
It was going places. Oh, my goodness, guys. I was just like, okay, I'm done. I don't have anything else to do. I didn't realize I got another blood curse, a blood maledict.
That's
exciting.
So, you all wake up feeling stronger, better, faster than before. It is the 21st of Lean, week's end, the day of the grand finale. You all wake up in the guest house, a.k.a. your palatial estate on the royal grounds.
No, wait, we're 13th level.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't get another one at 13.
Yes, you do.
I get another use. I don't get to add one.
You get to use it 3 times. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't get to add any, though. I was really excited about getting another one.
Oh, I see. Yeah, you get the next level, you'll get to learn it.
Yeah.
Yes, you do get an additional use.
Which is pretty dope.
So, you all wake up in your palatial state. A little sore, perhaps, those of you especially that got knocked out.
Went down.
Yeah. Those of you that got knocked unconscious by the cone of cold did get turned into ice statues for the briefest of moments. You, of course, very quickly healed up, but still, extra blankets maybe that evening as you were in your bed.
Didn't I, like, die twice, too?
I got knocked out twice.
Yeah, we went down a couple times. Nobody in this team died, but you came close a couple times.
Yeah. I fell in the acid.
Yeah, so... you wake up to the smell of breakfast permeating your noses as the kitchen staff is downstairs busily making food and cleaning up and all that stuff. You arrive.
I imagine Shems went downstairs with like the blanket still like wrapped around her.
As you all make it down your way down the stairs, you see the Weary Wanderer sitting at your breakfast table.
What's up? All of them or just Weary?
All of them.
Okay.
And Evelyn says, nice digs you have here.
Yeah, right?
Abe says, I'm sorry, they would not take no for an answer.
Oh, yeah, this is like...
This is how it is.
Toshiro indicated that you would probably be okay with him visiting. I hope I've not overstepped.
You guys see Taika just get ready to call Evelyn her sister and hard stop. Like, that's actually weird in person. Yeah.
So, but anyway, yeah. They're all sitting there eating breakfast as you all come in. More plates for you all to put down, and the breakfast items of your choice are made in place. Big hoggles of coffee. As you are all finishing your meal, pretty much the whole meal, like Evelyn and Ben and Cloudfang, Corbin and Weary are all just excitedly chatting with you about the melee and the cool stuff that happened over on their side, things that you couldn't see, like tactics they did and stuff. The amount of times almost got like blasted off those black horns.
Oh, I bet that's actually crazy.
That sounds like a hard one to fight,
right?
And yeah, as the meal wraps up, there's a knock at the door, and Abe lets Toshiro in. Toshiro gives Abe a friendly nod and comes into the room and bows to you all and says, "Good morning."
Morning.
Good morning.
Today's the day of the great feast and the presentation of the boons.
Great.
What do we need to do for that?
Come hungry?
Yep, that's it. Okay.
Done.
He says, dressing up wouldn't be out of the ordinary question, but
well,
you are welcome to come in any state that you'd like to be in. As long as you're covered up, he says, looking knowingly at Tony.
Why are you looking at me?
Kanari looks hurt.
I'm covered in fur.
Didn't I get myself
a very nice suit?
A very nice suit. I thought so.
How covered up do you mean?
He just says, I'm sure you'll be fine. He says, his eyes never leaving Tony.
Stop looking at me. Stop.
Cloudfang punches your shoulder and says, they got your number, don't they?
You shut up, too.
He says, Chims, if you and I might have a word in the other room, though.
It's like it was yes, of course.
So he takes you into a side room and shuts the, there's like these kind of like large doors that have the sort of rice paper with the wooden slats over them.
Well, that's not very soundproof.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
We all
go. No, but it's also, they can also see you through it.
Can I tell Tsuki to stand outside? Because I'm just like, those fuckers are snooping. I would.
She's like, on it. And Tsuki, once you're...
We don't have very good boundaries.
Once you shut the door, Tsuki looks at you and she's like, well, are we going to snoop or what?
I won't stop you.
And so Tsuki and everybody else just goes and puts their ears up.
She was supposed to be shit.
You put the gossipiest ass snake in the job.
She wants to know what's happening, too.
You picked the wrong person to not snoop. He looks at you and he says, he pulls out a rolled up piece of vellum and hands it to you and says, we had some success locating the person you were looking for.
Yeah.
He gives you the letter, which is coming your way in signal right now.
Oh, God. Okay.
I'm nervous.
What's her name?
Layla. He says, I'll give you a moment alone to read this. And he walks over, taps on the door to... Because he can see you all. There, to give you a chance to move back, and then he opens it up and steps outside.
I'd like to think when he comes out, I'm like, so what do you think this is made of? Like, is it paper? Is it rice?
It's rice paper, he says.
Interesting. Where does that get made locally?
Yes.
Huh. Even the rice is locally grown?
Roll me a persuasion check. Or, no, let's call it deception.
Well, I get advantage on that because I am a character with my actor feet.
Oh,
the like, character feet.
I was like, cool, we're just assigning ourselves advantage.
Yeah, right. Right. Isn't that only if you're impersonating somebody?
I believe it is.
You're impersonating a dumbass. No,
I don't know.
You're impersonating someone who doesn't know what
exactly
red is.
Just roll a d20.
Not two.
Fine, roll with advantage.
The lowest stakes roll. Who cares, right?
I got 14 plus 7
damn.
Is 21.
Nice.
He says, Hime, and one of the house servants comes over. He says, yes. Please escort Tony to the library. He would like to learn more about rice paper.
You got yourself homework!
That's not a win. I guess it...
You convinced him that you wanted to know more about it!
I guess, like, be careful what you wish for.
That's hilarious.
I've been duped. Hoisted by my own batard.
And so you're led to the library in the house, where she points out 3 or 4 different books in the production of rice paper.
I'm going to instead try and find books that have naked pictures in them.
You find several. Nice.
And I'm just like...
The bits.
The bits!
Volume 1. Now that's what I call the bits.
Oh no!
Alright, so... So how long do you stay in there, Shims?
I think she's still reading.
Are you still reading?
Oh, I did. No, I just was sending you my reaction right now.
Uh-oh.
I lost her. I think Shem stays in there for a little longer than the letter needed to be read, and then she comes out with slightly red eyes.
Your emotional support snake slithers up you and just curls up around your neck.
All right. Give her some snuggies.
Okay.
Yeah. Are these happy tears or sad tears?
Happy tears, I think. Oh, I don't know. Bittersweet tears.
Give you Shem's a hug.
Suki uses her mechanical tongue to lick the tears.
All I can think is for a metallic tongue to be movable, it's got to be hinged, and it catches on your face hairs.
Ow! Or it's so, that's how it catches the tears, and it's very gentle, and it just lightly scrapes the tears.
It just,
off.
You know, it's the trail of tears is just replaced with blood. Grapes my skin.
I'm just made of a fur pelt, so that's exactly where my brain went first. So is the person okay?
She is doing okay.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Did I tell? Wait, I actually forgot. Did I tell y'all what
your boon?
I was doing. For
no.
The boon.
Mm-hmm. Oh well, I mean, we all heard it. I don't know if you specifically told us or not.
Yeah. Shay knows. I don't know.
Oh, does Shay know?
I don't know that you told the other group. I know that they've heard about it.
Does Shay know? Like you're not yourself. What the fuck?
Like, I do that all the time for some reason, exclusively with you. Like, I keep getting the names Shay and Inari mixed up. I don't know why.
Oh, that's funny.
They both have an E.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
An E and an A.
Yeah, there you go.
Shaynari.
It's like half of each.
It's
half of each.
Yeah, it's like the Chronicles. Mm-hmm. Was it the Shannara Chronicles?
Tales of Shannara.
That's what I called that show. Because I could never say it.
Oh, they did make a show, didn't they?
Yeah, it was on like...
just one season, right?
Yeah, 2.
Oh.
I think it was like on MTV or something.
Yeah.
It was a weird network. It was like enjoyable. It wasn't great.
Yeah. I didn't realize they made a second season. Because I remember being very disappointed how the first season ended.
Yeah.
And being like, well, now there's... And then I felt like they never made another one. So.
Yeah, canceled after 2.
Yeah. Like so many
classics.
Yeah.
So anyway, Suki just gives you some like snakehead cuddles.
I'm going to give her little head scritches.
after you all have had a chance to comfort her, Toshiro comes back over and says, now that you're done, you might end up having another word in private.
Now that you're done crying, I will re-engage.
Yes, sure.
And so he steps back into the room with you. And he says, I don't know what the letter said, but diviner, thank you, geez. Our diviner told us that your boon has been refused.
Oh.
That is indeed what happened.
Which gives us the very pressing matter of making you another boon.
You gotta figure something out fast!
Something preferably that we could do in a few hours.
A hug from Toshiro.
Yeah, a hug from Toshiro. No. Maybe I should consult the group about this. Let's see if there's something that the group in general would need.
I will give you time to discuss it among them. He says, I've got a few errands to run, but I'll be back in an hour or so.
Okay.
I mean, we have a forge now, so you don't have to ask for a portable forge.
I know. That was, like, the main thing, and they just gave me that. I was like, God damn, alright.
Is there
a miniature fleet for our Shadow Rock Island mission?
I mean,
is there an item you have that, like, could be better?
Yeah, improved an item that you've got?
Or, like, I don't know.
All of my items are of, like, or most of them, I think, are of very rare status. So, the only thing above that is legendary.
And are they giving us legendary stuff or very rare stuff?
I believe it's very rare stuff.
Very rare.
VR.
Yeah, because legendary is like, you gotta do a quest for it.
Yeah.
I got some fancy armor. I got my nice staff.
Money? Spell? A piece of land that we can make our hangout. A really cool pen. What do artificers like that you don't have?
What level spells can you cast?
Fourth,
yeah. I just got 1/4 level spell slot.
Do pearls of power require attunement?
What are pearls of power?
Give you an extra spell slot? I don't know.
That's pretty dope.
I don't fully know it though, because I've never used one.
I think they do require attunement.
Almost certain.
Okay.
Never mind. I think it was either next level or the one after that I get a new attunement slot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I forgot you get more.
It is one of the best parts of being an artificer, in my opinion.
Yeah. Aren't they getting rid of artificer in one?
Are they?
No.
They'll still be there.
Oh, they're just not...
It's just not going to be in the core
books. Okay.
They just haven't done the stuff with it.
Yeah, everything released is backwards compatible with, or everything new is backwards compatible with stuff already.
Okay.
I sent you a signal message.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm.
I
did not see your signal.
What's your armor level? Is it +3?
Ooh, that is a good idea. We could have, so our secret base entrance, to access it, we would have to teleport to this, what was it called, Hokkaido?
Well, you could teleport circle to it from anywhere, but you would then be in Hokkaido, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so we could put another entrance for it in another location.
Mm. Oh. So, like, the it would have two doors, mm-hmm. one to Hokkaido and one to somewhere else. Mm-hmm.
That'd be cool.
That's pretty interesting.
That'd be really cool.
Yeah. And that would make it very easy for us to get back to a place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we could, if we put it somewhere in the Devalian Peninsula, because, like, yeah, that's where...
That's a great idea.
Our main... That's our main place.
Mm-hmm. Where do we want it at? Bronzeport?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, somewhere, because that...
Bronzeport,
the Wizard's
Tower,
we
still have
right?
the heist
yeah.
to
so
do
that'd
in Bronzeport,
good...
and I feel like...
Yeah, but you don't always have to pop in the Harita Sound.
Yeah. That would
yeah.
be a really good idea.
I like crashing at Harita's house.
I think we still can still crash there. It's just, oh, hey, can we use your teleportation circle all the time? Like asking somebody, hey, can I borrow your car? Can I borrow your car?
That's true.
Can I borrow your ornithopter?
Yeah, I think that's a really good idea.
Yeah.
And I'm getting oil of sharpness, right? A couple of them. I keep
and
forgetting.
And an improved edit.
That's right! That's way more exciting! How many are we going to have now?
A couple spells.
That's exciting. I completely forgot about that.
Alright, so any more discussion you all want to do?
No, help me get dressed.
Actually, I did want to ask for
no, help me get dressed.
Strip me in.
What'd you say?
Oh, just because one suggestion that I had was, like, just more forces to bring to Shadow Rock Island, and then I was like, actually, how many people are we bringing there?
Well, and also, I think, we can just keep doing that on our own.
Yeah.
I don't think we have mm-hmm. to ask for that as a boon. Everyone we've talked to about it has been like, yeah, that's bad.
Yeah, we'll definitely.
Yeah,
I
don't doubt that we'll find cool and capable people. But like the queen has like an army at her disposal or something. Like,
but
so
I don't
she
think
can probably give us numbers. But I don't know if we want like a lot of numbers or if we want like a small group of like people that we.
I think it depends.
Well, and I think so far the plan has been help them complete it rather than kill them all.
Yeah.
You know.
That's true. That's a good point.
And as much as I love battle, I love battle.
Do you?
I never would have guessed that.
Never would have guessed. I do like that plan better to help them do it. Because, I mean, both to Caitlin and to Taika, being homeless is really horrifying.
Not fun.
Yeah.
That's a good point. That is a very good point.
And that's basically what they are. So, but also, we're kind of.
I do really hope
there.
that works out.
Yeah.
I don't, because it just sounds like the best case scenario.
And I feel like we've got a
that
lot
the
of
plan
people
works out.
On tap, like a lot of adventurers on tap to help us
mm-hmm.
out, which I think is going to be better than just a bunch of regular soldiers, because they're just going to get mowed down with 10 hit points each.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh, really? I would have thought... I guess I don't know how much...
They're still commoners.
The average would be.
Right? 10 hit points?
Well, yeah, most of the soldiers, like foot soldiers, infantry soldiers in an army would be first or second level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, in that case, okay.
Yeah, they'd just
that.
Be dead. They'd just be AOE'd to death on the first hit.
Okay. I know that now.
As you guys are having this discussion, where he says, all right, well, we've got to head off. We've got clothing to buy.
Oh,
yeah.
Have fun.
We'll see you there.
All right.
Not at the winner's table, sadly, but close to it.
You can visit.
So, all right. So, anything else you want to do in that hour before the show gets back?
Just get ready.
Just impress us.
Press-ups. You haven't drank water since yesterday morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just veins everywhere.
Just veins
faint.
Everywhere.
Oh, fuck.
All right. So, Toshiro comes back after about an hour or so. You all are dressed to the nines, I take it?
Yes. I'm trying to find my suit that I bought, but I don't remember.
Chims, do you actually dress up, or are you just sort of your typical... Soot-covered self.
Soot-covered self.
I think I clean up, but I think Shem spends that entire hour kind of being like, okay, what is an outfit that's like just the appropriate amount of like not noticeable? Like, I'm not so underdressed that I stand out, but I'm not like Inari level of attention. Perfect middle ground.
What about Tony?
Oh,
it takes effort to be this unnoticeable.
There is an outfit that was worn on Drag Race this week by Nina West that I think I would like to do.
Was it that colorful one?
Yeah. And it's got, like, puffy sleeves with, like, rainbow polka dots on it. And so I was looking for that.
Nice.
Okay. What about Inari?
She's gonna wear this.
Ooh, very pretty. Mm.
Nice.
Everyone needs to send me their outfits in the signal chat. I want to see.
You got it?
I imagine it has like a high slit, but otherwise it's pretty. Mm-hmm. The skirt is just that blue.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And I know that I found a suit that I really liked, but I don't know where it is. So it's gone now.
Aww.
Ugh. Come on, I had one clicked on. Come here. Ooh, I like that one too. I think mine is also going to be very bright. Can I save this? Yes. So, these colors aren't correct, but it's this sort of sharpness. So, I am Taika, I'm teal, gold vest, and probably all black underneath that, and with gold accents. I don't know. I'm not sure. But it's really sharp and really stark. Love it. Exciting. Let's go celebrate us. Wrong color. I love erasable pens. I also fucking love this little having multiples in one.
Yay. I think I'll have pants though.
Oh,
instead
of
the leotard, but the sleeves definitely and the flowers.
I love that.
Yeah. Woo!
Nice.
And the heels. But I think that the bodysuit travels down, so it's still tight, with his fur kind of poking out at the bottom in between, like, his boots. So it looks like there's fur on the top of his boots.
Oh, I love it. That's cute.
So she arrives back. You all are dressed beautifully to the nines. And he comes to you, Shims, and says, have you decided on your boot?
Yes. We were thinking of a second door to our base that... What's her name? The cool
Kumiko.
Lady. The cool mage lady.
Kumiko.
Who was... Kumiko, thank you.
Yeah.
That Kumiko made for us. And... we were thinking it could be in Bronzeport, since we go over there very often, and there's only so many times we can ask to crash at a friend's place.
He says, I will relay that request to Kumiko. Hopefully she shouldn't have any problem doing that. But if she does, I will let you know.
Thank you very much.
And even if it takes, like, a few days to set it up, that's... Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is Toshiro wearing anything different, or is she just normal?
He is just wearing his normal stuff. All right, he says, well, are you all ready for some food?
Let's go celebrate us!
Yes, let's.
Yay!
All right, so he escorts you back to the center of town, where it was hard to believe that just yesterday a large multi-elemental arena was set up. Now you see... just tables and chairs as far as the eyes can see, including a raised dais that's filled with tables for people of honor. So, as you guys arrive, you see that there are already thousands of people assembled, milling about, chatting. Everybody's starting to like pick tables to sit at. You see the lords of about half the lords of the camp have arrived. You don't see the queen yet, but you do see the other adventuring groups from the Grand Melee are starting to arrive. You see some of the top eight singers are already here.
Your hot boy.
You don't see Hattoshi yet.
Hattoshi.
I have a feeling this is bad. I'm scared.
Really?
I don't know why.
I have had that feeling for this entire... Because this festival's been going on for a while. And I'm just like, something's going to get fucked up. And I think it's going to be today.
You see, there are certain tables that have owls on them, centerpieces on them. Those have your names on them. You see, including the winners of the Grand Melee. You see, there's a spot for Foster.
Can I have asked Shims before we headed out to see if she could give us little tiny little owl pins to like put on a lapel or something like that?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
That's cute.
I'll get it.
I have jewelers too.
Or just the lace pattern is in a subtle owl pattern.
And there's like owls hidden.
Yeah, and then it goes down into a feather like train or something like that.
I'm sad that you changed it away because then they'd be like, nice hooters.
I mean, I can do all of the above.
Okay. Why not?
Talking about the owls, of course. On your breasts.
Thanks for noticing.
But yeah, you see Foster is near coming walking over. It looks like his beard has been oiled and like groomed. As he sees the four of you, he comes over and says, it's good to see you all again.
Big handshake.
Wonderful work in the Grand Melee. It was quite the impressive show.
Yeah.
Everyone was a lot of fun. Put up a good fight.
It's hard to believe people could even survive the stuff they were throwing at
you. Oh my gosh.
I mean, definitely were some moments.
But quite a display of nimbleness and fortitude.
Can I put up my bazinga? I am
concerned. I like how paranoid.
Everyone is so paranoid.
I have broken you all. Yeah, you can put your bazinga up.
I'm like,
you say that with, like, such a smile on your face. I've broken you all.
I would be delighted if something happened. So I guess I'm just seeing it from a different perspective.
You notice something different with your bazinga up. You can actually see all the unseen servants that are about.
That's cool.
Like they're filling water glasses, food, like setting tables, things like that. But nothing nefarious yet.
Okay.
Yet.
Fuck off. I'm just kidding.
Shims, you see a familiar face walking over to you, who has you see Dinch, the orc artificer, who has a space at your table, since he's a fellow winner.
Nice.
Hello.
Oh, good to see you again.
To see you. How are you enjoying it? I guess it just started, but...
He says, so far so good. Looking forward to the feast and the queen's address, and... feels good to be up here with the winners.
Yeah, well, you're a winner, too.
That's right.
Winner.
He introduces himself to Foster, and the two of them start talking about music. The rest of the cantonate arrives, and they start to fill out their chairs. Table over from yours. The tables. Oh, that's cute. The tables have filled up, and you see the entire plaza is full of tables, and the streets leading to it also have tables in them.
Oh, okay.
Just
filling the streets.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wow, cool. That's really cool. So genuinely, the entire city is feasting.
And people from probably neighboring cities that made the trip as well over the week.
Okay.
So yeah, it is.
Party time.
And it, of course, is all free. So everybody gets a chance to enjoy it. And about 15 minutes after the event was supposed to begin, the queen arrives. And she walks over to her table, looks at the four of you, gives you a bow.
Milady.
She addresses the crowd. Kumiko projects projects an image of her so that everybody can see her and hear her. And she says, "Welcome, everybody, to this grand feast." She says, "Our final event in this week, honoring these four heroes from another land who have done such good works for our nation." She says, "I don't need to introduce them again." She says, "You have a chance to see their character and their compassion and their strength over the course of the last week with our Day of Song, Magic, Melee, Artificing Competition, and of course, who could forget the unforgettable Grand Team Melee last night, an event that will be remembered for many years to come." She says, "It is a day of great honor and celebration for not only our city, but also for our nation, and for those faithful adherents to the ways of Rinslaw. And so, we hope that the size of the celebration is able to convey the size of our appreciation for you heroes and the work that you have done for us." She says, "And as a token of our appreciation," she says, "we have, I have granted each of these heroes a boon in honor of their service." And so she invites you up one at a time, starting with Inari. She says, "Inari," she says, "we hope that you use this drum to make beautiful music." And she hands you a new war drum.
Thank you.
In your head, I say, "Not at all to take advantage of idiots."
She calls Taika up.
Yeah.
And she says, "Taika," she says, "you've proven yourself a capable and tenacious martial fighter." She says, "I hope these five vials and this magical ring will help you along your way." She hands you five.
Uh-oh, we lost land.
She hands you five oils of sharpness and an upgraded ring of protector.
So it's just a new ring.
It's the same ring, just upgraded.
Oh, I gave them my ring.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, you felt really weird giving it
up. I did. Now that you say it, I remember it. I give her a slight bow and snap and turn into this person.
Because
I've liked this one for a while.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. Look at you with the flare of the dramatic.
There is a slight gasp from the crowd and then applause. Which one is it?
Oh, you probably don't have that one.
Oh, sure do.
Oh, hey, nice.
Boom.
Hanoiza.
The GM who thinks of everything.
Right. You've got like six cards back there for me or something like
it's,
that.
Six is a low estimate.
Oh, wait, how many are there now?
I've got nine total for you.
Oh,
these are all you.
So that includes this one?
Nine including that one.
Do you have do I have the stickers for those? I guess I need to look in my folder. No, I just mean I don't have them in my book.
Oh, no, you wanted to count based on this.
No, I don't want to count. Yeah, I believe you. I just need to...
No, to see which ones you have and which ones don't.
Oh, yeah. You probably gave them to me. I just need to look at my folder.
And so she... And then she
disguises
says,
to Taika are like dresses to Inari. Yeah. And it's very entertaining for me.
Gotta catch them all.
Gotta catch them all.
She says, "Shims Alhorar." She says, "Most compassionate artificer," she says, "I give you this," and she hands you a doorknob. she says, "I'm assured by our artificer, by our most respected Kumiko, that this will produce what you would like, and she will be willing to walk you through it after the ceremony."
Sick.
And, she says, "Last and certainly not least."
Yeah. Am I next?
She says, Tony. She says,
I just have to ask, when she says Tony, is she like, is she saying it with a straight face or is she visibly exasperated?
Good question.
Straight face, as far as you can tell.
That's class. Lover,
she's great.
She says it took...
She's very diplomatic.
She says it took our finest artificers all week. She says that we have produced the item you've requested. And she pulls out two small magic carpets.
Yes! Yes!
Oh my gosh.
His go-go gadget boots.
Well, just in time to play around with them at the party.
Right?
She says, may you use them well. Yeah, so these just function as regular carpets of flying.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There are, of course, two of them. They can only carry yourself.
I can't, like, give one to someone else?
They would have to make dexterity checks to fly around on 1 foot.
Mm. Okay.
Are they, like, the size of a shoe?
They're roughly, yeah, the size of a shoe each. Two very small rectangular carpets about that big.
Oh my god.
And they have a flying speed of 80 feet.
Ooh! Nice! Nice! Damn!
Do I have to attune to them?
They do not.
Just always be using them.
Yeah, right?
There's a command word that you can choose to make them hover and fly.
Nice.
And the only you just have to, it moves according to your spoken direction. So, and they can work as long as you're within 30 feet of them.
Ooh. But I have to speak the directions.
Yes.
So it's not anything I can, like, sneak up on someone with unless it's, like, going straight.
Yeah. Okay, unless it's a ways away. all right, so. And she says, these boons are given to you from a grateful nation without any expectation of sort of looking for reciprocation. She says, they are yours to keep. And she says, we once again thank you. And she bows to you. And she does that. Everybody stands up and bows to you. Thousands of people.
Nice.
That's a lot.
I'm just gonna wave. Ah! Thanks!
Elbow Tony. This is like somber, bro.
I'm excited.
She says, now that those formalities are out of the way, she says, I believe they have an expression on the Devalian Peninsula, dig in! and she says that invisible servants carry out plates of food. You see thousands of plates of food being carried out to all these different tables.
Yeah.
Nice.
There must just be a fleet of wizards working on this.
Yes. you all are served a wonderful meal.
I thought of my word for my carpet feet.
Yeah.
You want to know?
Of course.
Cabo San Lucas!
Just the nonsense word for that.
Exactly. No one would say it. Doesn't it sound crazy?
How do you come up with these things?
I know.
It's so funny.
Well, it's canon now.
Uh-huh. No take back, Cecil.
Cabo San Lucas.
All right, so... you guys have your meal. You're eating dinner with Dench and Foster. After the meal, the various adventuring groups kind of come up and mingle with you. Your sibling group and Kestra and the Kestrels come over and say hello along with some of the other groups that you fought with. Lots of joviality, lots of good times. Kimiko comes over to you, Shims. And she says, apologies that I didn't get a chance to explain this gift to you before you received it. She says, coming up with the magical framework for it at such a short notice was quite difficult, but I believe I've figured it out.
I'm very grateful that you were able to do it at such short notice. I'm sorry the other boon that I chose did not pan out the way I expected.
She says, "You, no apology is needed on your behalf," she says. So, whenever you are ready to use this, she says, there is a command word, Castellum. She says, you speak...
I need to write that down.
I'll send it to you.
Oh, thank you. Castellum.
And she says, while you're holding this doorknob, you say the command word, it'll start the glow. She says, and you can essentially push it into any wall that you see, and it will create a doorway, much like it did when we created your doorway earlier this week.
Pretty funny that we're going back to Bronzeport with a doorknob. Just saying.
She says, once you do that, she says, a side door will appear into your sanctum. She says, the four of you, and anybody else that you want to have access to it, need to hold the doorknob for a minute after you cast the spell. And only those people will be able to access the door.
Awesome.
That's wonderful. Okay.
She says you'll be able to leave. Once you enter your sanctum, you'll be able to leave through either of the doors, which will go to those two fixed points in space.
Which is pretty amazing. That's really powerful. Mm-hmm.
She says, do you have any further questions for me?
I don't think so. This seems pretty straightforward. How are you enjoying the festival?
She says, it has been a long week. I am exhausted.
She's been in charge of, like, a lot of shit, right?
Yes.
We are very grateful for all the work that you've put in to celebrate us. We're deeply grateful.
She says it is a nation that is grateful for the work you've done. She says it may have seemed like an easy thing for you, but it was,
I don't know, we almost died getting
It was an achievement that was out of our reach for many, many years.
Definitely targets on her backs.
She says, well, if you have no further questions, she says, I have things to attend to.
Do you ever take a break? You deserve one too. Like,
she says, do not worry. I will be sleeping tomorrow.
Okay, good. Get like a to-go plate too.
She says, I've already given myself sustenance for the day, but thank you for the suggestion.
I'm obsessed with her.
Love you. Bye.
Yeah, love you. Bye.
She looks perplexed at that and then floats off.
Understandably.
There's a feast. There's all sorts of like fresh baked rolls and roast beef and vegetables and desserts and mini courses, and notably everything that you all are getting, it looks like everybody at all the tables are getting. It's quite the extravagant celebration.
Nice. Do you think they emptied the coffers for this whole thing, or do you think this is a nation that has enough money to just
they have
this?
Enough money.
Crazy.
Doesn't seem like the first time they've ever done something like this.
Here's somebody walking by. Like, this is the first time they've ever done anything like that. as you guys are wrapping up dessert, Yukio, the Rinsla priest, comes over, looking a little better than the last time you saw him.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Glad to see you looking better.
He says, "Yes, feeling better." He says, "I've had a restful week." Sorry, not been in attendance for most of your events, but...
No worries.
I had to tend to my own temple.
You did look kind of like death warmed over.
Not an inaccurate description.
Yeah.
He says, so, now that you've returned the owl to its rightful place, what's next for Corn Claw?
to save the world.
Yeah, pretty much. not inaccurate. We got a demon-devil situation that's looming. I don't know, what else are we going to do? How much longer? Because we still got, like, what, 8 months until, like, the actual deadline? We need to take care of it before then, but we still got a while, right?
Oh, yeah. Let's see.
But we got to prep.
I mean, we're really just waiting to hear back what the smarts come up with.
Because they're all working together.
Yeah, at least, like, 8 or 9 months.
No. But if they come up with a solution, we could just take care of it, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
But also just giving them time to take care of it, so.
He says, well, he says, may Rinseless Serenity go with you wherever you go on whatever journey you take.
Thank you.
What's Rinseless
right back at you.
Again?
She's the out of wisdom.
Wisdom.
Okay. Serenity.
Restless
Serenity.
The only kind of other loose thread we have is the Louis people, right?
Is
that the only other loose thread we have?
Which one?
Louis people.
Louis people.
Mm.
Is Louis still out there?
Right, yeah, right.
But you didn't kill him, so
he's yeah, dead. He's not actually dead.
The last we had was, what's his face?
I feel like you said, I want to leave them behind me, but I don't know if that's true. No. You want to go hunt down some fuckers?
Anari hasn't said that.
Oh, okay. Hasn't said that she doesn't want to, or hasn't
both.
Said,
oh, okay. She said
that. Okay.
Yeah, so people pray to Wizzo, by the way, for wisdom in difficult situations, to remove temptations from their lives, and the strength to resist the temptations that remain in their lives.
All right, let's see how many people we can get to pray tonight.
That's great.
Love it.
Use your drum for evil.
Yes.
All right, so, you guys party it up. Is there anything in particular you'd like to do? Anybody you're looking for, or like to see at this grand feast?
No. I can't think of anybody.
Any question? Are you staying? Are you still staying at the guest house this evening?
Yeah.
Why do you ask?
Because you're so sus.
Because I have to know. I'm the DM.
Why did you only ask to know? Okay, I'm fine. It's fine. I did want to talk to... Oh my god, I'm forgetting everyone's name. The orc.
Dench.
Judy?
Just because... I don't know. I'm wondering if there's, like, some good utility we can take advantage of for the ring that he made. Because if so, I would like to get the blueprints for that. Or try to see if I can make her... Do you think that would be useful to, like, turn into water?
Why not? Can't hurt.
Yeah.
I'm
sure that
if
you do that, it don't even control you.
No. No.
I know. I keep thinking of that. I'm just like, if we... What kind of scenario would that be useful in?
But are you actually water,
like,
or do you just flow as water?
Turn into water.
You actually
turn
into water.
Like, can be controlled by your control water spell.
I promise. Will never try to control you when you are water. Never.
Until it makes a hilarious joke.
Well, I mean, that goes without being said.
Uh-huh.
But I promise.
I'll only do it
never.
If it's funny.
Exactly. Or absolutely necessary.
Or fun.
Exactly.
As deemed by me.
As deemed by me.
Please sign here. Here.
Most unbiased judge of what is or is not funny.
So as the day goes on, the several members of the Cantonate come up to say goodbye. Thank you again for what you've done for the city. Lord Yorgabella Flit, the dwarf, she invites you to come check out her mines anytime. Mm-hmm.
Yes, she does.
Is that a euphemism?
She says, do you want it to be one? She just laughs, gives you a hearty slap on the shoulder, and says, anyway, yeah, anytime you're in Kenso, come on down.
Will do.
Yeah. And the evening, as the evening winds on, you notice the people, like the kind of like upper crust that are up here on this dais, like, they start to bow pretty early, but like the crowds.
Yeah, they do. Because it's going to get crazy.
But the crowds are pretty persistent.
Yeah.
Interestingly, there was no alcohol served by the kingdom.
Because
they're not idiots. But the various ale vendors and wine vendors and tavern owners have all been wheeling their stock out.
Yeah. Everybody's got a food truck.
Yeah.
Just for beer.
The food may have been free, but the innkeepers or the tavern owners are making bank today as the party turns from somber and celebratory to wild.
I think Inari wants to socialize with a lot of people, mm-hmm. and then go out on the hunt, if you get what I'm putting down.
Yes.
Nice.
Anyone in particular, or just...
see what happens.
Okay. I'll roll a luck check here. Okay. I will say... Early in the evening, as you're still very sober, you see Hitoshi. And he comes up to you and he says,
Oh, the nerve to actually approach you.
He says, Lady Inari. He says, will you be leaving Nishima anytime soon?
I don't know if that's information that you have earned.
Fair enough, you don't owe me anything. He says, would you fancy one last tumble at my estate before you leave?
I think that depends on how my evening goes.
He says, well, you know where to find me. He salts off.
That's hilarious.
But as you get drunker, you eventually catch the eye of a tall... The only reason you'd say he's not a Goliath is because he's got, like, a really nice, like, 5 o'clock beard going.
Mm.
But just a very tall human man with, like, kind of a tanner skin and, like, the forearms of a man who's won an axe every day in his life. he is sitting there chatting with somebody, and he looks over, and you just see these piercing emerald green eyes look over at you. He just sort of takes a second and he catches, he realizes who you are and gives you a little nod. Smoldering nod.
A nod back.
Hotter than Hatoshi, right?
Oh no, yeah, this is a very good looking man.
Hatoshi.
And he goes, after giving a nod, he turns back and continues to talk to his companions.
Okay.
What do you do?
How late in the evening is it?
I'd say it's getting pretty late. Like, you're definitely more than a few cups in.
Okay, I'll walk over.
Yeah.
Artifice gone. Just go.
You walk over and he's talking about, he's like, yes, I think that would be great. He says, I've been looking for a few new trees for my garden anyway. He looks over, he says, oh, you're still here.
Two.
He says, what can I do for you?
You're a gardener?
He says, no, I have a garden in my estate. Mm. He says, you are Lady Inari, yes?
That is me. Who are you?
He says, my name is Shiriko. He says, but those close to me just call me Shuri. Shuri.
S-H-U-R-I. It sounds like a combination of slurry and shit.
Well, great, now I've come up with a whole new name. There goes the sneak in the field of this guy.
Sorry.
Shuri's like a really fun name, though.
Yeah, but it also sounds like a shit swear.
Not until you said that, you didn't.
He says, I've been enjoying the celebration in your honor.
I'm glad. I hope everyone would be.
He says, hey, I don't see why not. He says, it's not... He says, I can't recall a time in living memory when they've had an event like this. So.
Really? Well, I don't know that it was so much for us, but for what happened.
Yes. Well, he says, don't sell yourself short. I mean, anybody in possession of such a rare and valuable artifact, he says, may have tried to extort some sort of money from the people they were going to give it back to. And it sounds like you gave it freely away.
Yeah, she did. That
she did. So your garden has trees.
Tell me,
does it have many bushes?
He says, I keep them well trimmed.
Are you looking for new bushes as well?
He says, he always needs one or two more.
Alright.
He says, how about you?
You know, I've been looking for some trees myself.
He says, Jesus Christ.
I don't think they're talking about gardening.
He says, well, if you're looking for some sturdy hard wood, I know. Where you can find some.
What is everyone else around the table doing?
Everyone else walked away.
Everyone else is pretending not to listen, but is very much listening hard. and we'll cut from there.
Fade to black.
We'll pause this for a second. Alright, so we fade from black from there. Because I can't with a straight face.
I can't either.
Tony.
Yeah.
How do you party? Do you hang out with Tyka, or do you get up to mischief, or what do you?
I think I just feel like dancing, especially with my new feet carpets. Mm-hmm. So I want to just like find where there's like some good energy, and people are kind of like dancing around with some upbeat music, and I'll start dancing, and then I'll scream. Camo San Lucas! And, like, start kind of, like, zipping around and dancing, and, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Zipping around.
Alright, so, alright, so you, as you're dancing around,
can I carry anything while I'm on these?
You what?
Can I carry anything?
Like your normal stuff, yeah.
Can I carry a person?
No. The weight limit can only hold one person.
Plus, do you have the strength to carry someone on your own?
Well, it depends on the size of the person.
As you're dancing, you hear a familiar voice say, "Why, if that isn't Sir Davis Krusty Krustabelt, if I've ever seen him." You look over and you see Sora, the wizard that you met at the pocket dimension.
They say, oh, hi!
Is that the fake name you gave
him? Yeah, I told you to call me Krusty!
I did, Sir Davis Krusty Krustabelt.
Oh, there you go. I heard my full name. My full fake name. You know.
He says, good work on your win in the magic arena.
Oh, were you there?
I competed against you.
Oh, you did!
Was he?
Yes.
Did you point that out at the time? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sorry, we were a little busy.
He's the half-orc wizard. He's the one that created humanoid figures from the mud and turned them into metal and animated them. He went right after Tony, so...
Oh.
It was technically very impressive, but nobody was... You know, everybody was all hyped up from Tony, so he didn't...
I don't remember... No. In Tony's competition.
Tony's competition.
I was trying to think of when in the grand melee that happened. I was like... Fuck! Never mind.
Sorry, I was thinking about the Grand Melee as well. Yeah. I thought he was talking about the Grand Melee. Oh. So he was just talking about the magic competition. Yeah, I remember he was in that with me, but...
Yeah. He says, so you like to dance?
Oh, I love to dance.
He says, you'd like to dance?
Of course!
Okay, so he busts a move with you.
Yep.
21 total in the performance check. So.
Nice.
He lets loose and y'all are dancing. At one point, like his robes fly open, and you just see like a leather chest harness on. Like,
Mm. Oh my.
He's just like, he just lets it flap. Like, he lets his cloak flap in the breeze.
Yeah, he does.
Because he's dancing there with like a leather chest harness and just like a leather cod piece.
Oh my.
Are we related?
Tony keeps a respectful distance.
He's like, you're not uncomfortable with the bits, are you?
I'm not uncomfortable with the bits. I just don't have any interest in touching them or having them any closer.
I don't
to
want
them.
You to.
Cool.
And he keeps dancing.
And then I keep dancing. Now that we have that out of the way.
Shims, how do you spend your raucous evening?
Ask Taika first, because I'm trying to decide who Shems is anxiously sticking next to the entire evening.
Well,
and I don't think Inari wants any company.
You can hang out with me until I leave.
Just in the chair in the corner.
I was talking and being friendly with everybody
until it was time to fuck.
Those have to fuck off and fuck.
I think
Inari's doing private activities. Tony is drawing a little too much attention, so I'm hoping Taika, you're my next one.
Taika actually disappears. I don't like leave the party or anything, but I definitely use the ring of identity to get really generic and really hidden in the crowd. And I think that this is literally the culmination of everything that Taika wanted whenever she started adventuring. So it's that weird, like, that graduation feeling of, like, simultaneous joy and nostalgia. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, she just kind of existing in the moment and outside of it.
Like, about to have a quarter-life crisis.
No. Quarter-life crisis. Not really. Just, like, you like feet too, weirdo? Just existing but not interacting so much. And kind of making it through the crowd. Probably find somewhere higher up to perch and just look at all the people. Because, I mean, there are thousands of people here, right?
Oh, yeah.
Tens of thousands of people. Like, there's probably not an instance in Taika's life where she's, I guess maybe in the arenas, she's seen that many people. But, like, it's just a different vibe. And so she's like, whoa, weird. Weird. So, yeah. Not invisible, but cycling through a disguise or two to stay anonymous.
Also, be sure to look at the kitty laying.
So cute.
Hello, I love you.
So cute.
Oh, I love how Frodo is just so obsessed with that little...
Oh, yeah.
I'd say catch he is always there.
75% of his day right there.
So it was such a good idea to put a catch right there. He loves it.
So what do you do, Shims?
Anyway. Probably not anything too exciting. If Taika wants company, Shems will grab a bunch of snacks and then go with her. If not...
Yeah, I definitely don't talk to anybody. I just fade into the background.
Oh, yeah. That's the vibe.
Yeah.
Shems is just enjoying the food and chilling.
Do you want to roll an attack against one of the players?
Yes.
Hanging out with the Weary Wanderers?
Yeah, you can hang out
with... I do like the Weary Wanderers. The Kestrels are here, too.
Yeah, we're here.
I don't think Shums wants to meet anyone, is my point.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
You're very warm. You're very warm.
Like, I've met a lot of people.
It's overwhelming.
Yeah, so you hang out with the people you know.
Yes.
Yeah, Shims, actually, as you're hanging out with the Weary Wanderers and the Kestrels, Kestron comes over, and he says, hey, Shims, how you doing?
More or less okay. It's been a weirdly, I'm getting too much attention kind of week, but everything's been fun. How are you enjoying yourself?
Well, this has been a great time. Thanks for inviting us. It's like, it's good to get out of our cab from time to time.
Absolutely.
You know, when we were young adventurers, we did do a lot of wandering around, but it's nice to just sort of have, like, a home base.
Mm-hmm.
Place to call home. Let's us establish lives outside of adventuring.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not from the Devalian Peninsula, but it feels like more of home than Windhaven ever was, so I get that.
He says, can I ask you a question? He says,
what is the question?
He says, aside from you, I've gotten the impression that the rest of your group doesn't like us so much. Have we done something to offend you?
No!
I want to talk about
him. Oh, God. That's the exact kind of social awkwardness that Chips is hoping to avoid.
Oh, for Chips.
When he sees, like, do you, he's like, oh, I'm sorry, you know, don't worry about it. I just, no, it's okay. I just, yeah.
It's just friendly competitiveness, you know.
I think it started out that way when we first met him, right?
You guys were assholes to them. Like,
aggro.
Aggressively asshole-ish to them. Like,
didn't I throw a bucket of seawater at them?
I believe so.
Rickon was a
different time.
Interesting place.
It was a different time.
Y'all were still very fresh together at that point.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Genuinely, I really do like the Kestrels. It's
yeah!
It's become a bit.
Yeah.
Like, they're so nice.
He says, well, anyway, next time you guys are back in Rakan, we'll have to get a drink together or something, if you all would like that.
Yeah,
we should do that. Defenses here. I didn't realize.
We really should. It's the bit is no longer funny. I feel bad.
He says, well, anyway, enjoy the rest of your celebration. He says, we're going to be teleported back in the morning.
Okay, well, don't drink too much, or else the teleportation might make you a little dizzy.
It is too late. He simply salutes with his mostly empty, you know, mug of ale.
Well, I'm sure Kumiko will be willing to cast a lesser restoration spell on you all.
Yeah, it's not going to be Kumiko that sends him back. It's going to be some, like, grunt mage.
Yeah.
All right, well.
One of Kumiko's subordinates.
So he takes off. And you all enjoy the rest of your evening.
Yay!
Do you go back to the guest house after your liaison?
How nice is his place?
His place is actually not here. It's he's staying in a nice hotel.
Then yes, I'll go back to the guest house.
As you get to know him a little bit, you find out that he is from the Kuramori Canton, which is to the southwest of here.
Okay.
He says, come by if you ever want to.
Kuramori?
Kuramori. Kuramori.
Kind of close.
He says, feel free to stop by any time that you want to visit my garden.
Will do.
He says, it's quite the beautiful area. Rural, wooded, he says, with views of the ocean.
Thanks.
Alright. You make your way back to the guest house, and towards where you all wake up on the 22nd to leave.
22nd!
It's a new week. And the festival is over.
Back to normalcy.
We did it!
Yay!
In the morning, breakfast is being made. And
they kick us out.
You see, Toshiro is there when you guys come downstairs. He says, good morning. Morning, Claw.
Checkout time is at 10.
Right.
He says, you are welcome to stay here as long as you would like.
Oh, wow.
He says, do you have any idea how long that might
be? I don't think very long, but no. We haven't talked about it.
I mean, as soon as we leave, we definitely have a target on our back, so we need to reconnoiter and make sure we got all our ducks in a line, because there's a powerful bitch who might have it out for us.
True.
Or maybe she just doesn't care.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see.
Maybe she's got bigger fish to fry.
We should send a decoy out to see what happens.
Comes back in, just scorched the shit.
Yeah, right.
I guess we're moving in.
Yeah. We don't know when we're leaving, but probably within a day or so.
Yeah.
No rush, she says. Just need to let the staff know as soon as you know.
Oh, we need to go to Ajuba so we can pick up our winning.
Oh, so maybe we should just go there.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we could stay somewhere else if that's.
He says you are welcome to stay here as long as you want. Okay.
Maybe the fifth time you say it, I will.
He says, the cost of you staying here is negligible compared to the cost of everything else this week.
Yep, I bet. Add it to the tap. Add it to the tap. And sorry, I forgot. I got 5 oils of sharpness or less than that? 5.
You wanted 10, you got 5. Because of your.
Yep.
Oil you up.
Well, I did not know an oil of sharpness was very rare.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking great, too. Okay. Yeah.
So, is there anything else we need to do in town?
Nothing. Nothing that you need to do.
Okay. Is there anything else we've talked about doing here?
I don't think so. I think the only thing we were thinking about having to stay longer is if they couldn't do Shem's thing right away, but we got it, so. Mm. I mean, I don't think there's anything keeping us. Mm-hmm. And we've got a few different options for leaving, too, like, because we've got our pocket dimension, and then I also have. My new spell.
Yeah. I think we need to set the pocket dimension up, right?
I want to get that set up. Can I see your map?
Yes.
That's a big one. Is that the big one?
Okay.
So, do I know what's up here?
Some countries, Metalos, what, Mongol?
Metalos? Isn't that the island, or is that...
That's Spazia.
That's Spazia. Was there someone in Spazia that we needed to meet, or that was done over...
You've done that.
Sending
stuff. That was where Hannah went.
Where's Metalos at?
It's most of this northern part of there.
The northern part? Mm-hmm. I mean, we don't have a huge amount to do. Do we just want to go somewhere after we're done in Bronzeport and... See what happens?
Well, we want to get our money.
We want it after we get done in Bronzeport and Ajuba. But, I mean, that's fast. It's easy for us to get there.
Yeah.
But, you know, we know everything in the Devalian Peninsula.
Yeah.
And Caitlin is curious about what Metalos is like. So, I don't know.
Where was that?
What did you say, Shims?
If we're bored.
It's not labeled or anything. It's in the north.
What were we thinking of doing for the diamond heist? Because it's definitely been...
Diamond heist!
That's been
I'm
on
so
our
scared
to do
God
list
about
for ages
the diamond heist.
This is why we have a to-do list.
And we have plans for that.
Okay, so maybe we do Ajuba and then hang out in
Bronzeport
for a bit.
Yeah.
And figure out if we still want to do it.
Yeah. Well, because... the money in Bronzeport is ours, but we haven't picked it up yet, right?
Correct.
So we pick up money in Ajuba and in Bronzeport. Okay. In Bronzeport, we have plans for his house, right?
Yeah.
Do I have those?
Yes.
But we were
Can
trying to
folder?
Figure out, like, if our things could get around any of us.
And
stuff,
I think
and we determined it
we
can't
because
yeah.
We tried to do it here because
work.
Her palace has private sanctum on it.
Okay. Oh, yeah, and you got...
Didn't I take damage from that?
Yeah.
No, I took damage in,
Someone took damage.
In, your hometown.
You tried to, like, teleport somewhere that was protected, and you just smashed into the wall?
I did just get smashed, basically.
That was pretty funny.
But yeah, here we go. So these are our plans. Oh, I want to take this guy down.
Yeah. Well, we've got a level.
I'm a little annoyed that you remembered that.
Really?
Because it would be a surprise when you get your stinging soap crackles to life. And you hear Haria say, "Hey, bitch.
What up, bitch?"
I was going to do it a little later today. What up? Bring it up.
I've got a memory like a steel trap, sir.
I was like, oh, they're going to be so surprised. She's like, what you been up to lately? I haven't heard from you in a while.
We should have invited her to the party, and that's a mess on our part.
I already had other things to do.
Yeah. Fair enough.
We just spent a week in, don't tell me, I know the word, Hashima. Nashima. I was thinking Hatoshi.
Just spent a week in
Hatoshi. Spent a
whole
week.
Turns out he's like the
end receipt. At a week-long festival.
She says, wait. She says, you were at the grand 7-day festival in Hokkaido?
Horn and Claw, bitch!
That was in your honor?
Yeah!
She says, I know a few people that went to that.
Yeah!
What did they say?
They said that there was a, quote, a rager happening in Hokkaido, the likes of which hadn't been seen in the age of men.
Yeah! That was us!
We might have returned the god-touched owl to them, so...
I don't know what that is, but it tracks. They said something about an owl.
It was a religious thing.
Didn't make sense to me at the time, but I didn't particularly care. I didn't really care for those people. Well, hope you had fun. She says, that's how I call it. She says, I know you all had some interests that I don't want to know about, and Lord Yorgo.
Uh-huh.
And she says, I just got an invite to his New Year's ball.
Ooh.
She says, it's happening the 28th of Celia. And she says, anybody and everybody in society will be there. And it is a masquerade.
You said the 26th of Celia?
28th.
Is that the next month?
Yeah, the end of the next month. Last day of the year.
Celia?
SCI.
That's what I thought.
LLIA. Yeah, she says, so it's a month and a week from today.
Ooh. Mm. All right. Is that you inviting us with you?
She says, I have a plus one, but perhaps there might be other positions that, you know, I'm sure he hires a lot of temporary staff for the event.
Smart.
That's a good idea. Ooh.
She says, anyway, I just wanted to give you a heads up about that. She says,
Full just Oceans 4.
She says, aside from that, everything's been pretty quiet here, aside from the usual... city council bickering, et cetera, et cetera.
What's his face?
The guy whose name I totally know, Bach. No, not Bach.
Bach-Mitar.
Bach-Mitar, thank you. I was like, I can pull this out. You know what? Yeah. She says, oddly quiet lately.
Mm.
Which I suspect means he's up to something. Mm. We'll find out. Obviously, I'm still alive, so whatever threats he's made against me are just hot air, I think.
Okay, well, let us know if that changes.
We'll do.
Is she wearing her protective stuff?
Are you wearing your protective stuff?
She says, is Taika asking?
No.
No.
I mean, I'm asking.
Are you asking or is Taika asking?
No.
I am asking.
I'm not. But if Taika asks, yes, of course I am.
Bitch, where your shit?
You're on speaker.
To be fair, we were both asking.
And apparently both listening.
Well, since this isn't a private line, I guess I'll avoid describing what I'm going to do to you next time I see you.
Speaking of, I think we're coming to Bronzeport soon.
Oh, I look forward to seeing you.
Can we use your circle?
Of course. Yeah.
Alright, we'll let you know.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Well, we don't need to, though, do we?
You do it once.
Yeah, because you only got one spell, and it's less expensive to use the circles. Mm-hmm. So if we can use
You could
those,
teleport there, but since you don't have an object in there, there'd be a chance of a mishap.
Mm-hmm. You can teleport to a circle, though.
Yes.
Easily.
Yes. Once you can teleport circles.
Yeah.
But if you wanted to teleport to Bronzeport without using the circles, you could. No. Mm-hmm. She's a powerful wizard.
Okay.
Divine powerful wizard. Make big spell go boop.
Hell yes. Make big spell go
Legit.
Did you listen to this week's Napod? It's hypothetical.
Like half.
Did you get to the Colossus ass? All I can think about was Tony for that. Talking about like an X-Men who's... would you be an X-Men if X-Men were real, but admit that your superpower was that you had just really stinky farts that could like kill people,
but
you could control them? I was like, that's such a Tony power.
Have you seen The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen?
Yeah.
The fart guy.
Yeah.
That's actually his power.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, Rin says, it's good. She says, good hearing from you. She says, gotta go for get ready to head out for dinner, but stay in touch, bitch.
You too, bitch.
Wear your armor!
She says, she just says that she's getting ready to hang up. She says, I won't give that fucker an inch. And she hangs up.
I think she'd be mad if I hired her private security.
I mean, probably, but...
Yeah, you don't even need an inside check, yes.
but it's part of your turn.
But would she be furious in an unforgivable way, or in a fuck you way, and then submit?
Roll an inside check.
Can I also?
Yes.
Oh, that was bad.
I
had
two just because I want to roll it.
17.
Oh. Way better than me. Actually,
wait, I got
10.
A really high roll.
I rolled a 2 and I got a 10.
That's pretty good, though.
Yeah, my insight's actually pretty high.
You think back on all your interactions with Arita, and you know that she has never once done anything that she didn't want to do, and has not suffered anybody to force her to do things that she does not want to do.
Never seen her map, though. That could be fun.
That is true. You've never seen her lose her temper.
Have I ever seen her use a weapon?
What would make her lose her temper?
Or does she carry one?
She's an artificer, so she can build them really quick. I know she...
Oh, she did use... She did something in the crowd of the Colosseum.
Oh, yeah.
To protect people around her.
Yeah. And she was... I forget if you actually saw her fight, but she was in combat mode on the boat.
Yeah,
she's a higher level adventurer than the rest of you all.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that.
You always forget.
I know she's also
rich.
Like a defensive.
It seems like a dandy, but
is she level 20?
She's not level 20, but she is a very high level artificer.
I mean, we're catching up. We're 14.
Yeah, 13.
Well, 13, my bad.
Yeah.
Still
no,
catching
15.
Up.
Anyway.
I was looking at my list of things, and 15 is where it gets sweet again for me.
So, they had that conversation, which I planned to have it later today, but figured I'd just throw it out there. All right, so what do you all want to do with your day? Potentially your last day in Hokkaido?
I think I want to check out the pocket dimension and see if there's any, like, decorations or whatever we want to pick up while we're in Hokkaido.
Stock it up.
I was going to say, I'm glad we got to stay in the fancy estate, but I'm like, I want to decorate the headquarters. I want to shush it up. I'm excited.
Did it have food in there?
Yeah.
Okay. So it came with, like, basic necessities.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's cool.
Even has a flushable toilet.
That's
nice.
True.
Toilet paper?
What?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Actually, just 3 shells.
How big is the head? I'm literally just like, okay, home decorator mode. How big is the headquarters that we have? Square footage wise?
I don't know about square footage.
What's the floor plan?
I guess I should draw a floor plan, but basically, you walk in, There's sort of a central room. Then there's a room that has, like, four beds. A room that has, like, a little kitchen area, a bathroom area, and then, like, a back porch that has the forge.
Sick.
Mm-hmm. And presumably, yeah, a place for y'all to, like, sit and eat and stuff like that. So.
I think it would be very fun to have an unseen servant in there. I just think that would be a cool little thing to have.
Well, they only last an hour, right?
Oh, I thought they were, like, you get them in there, and then, yes, they do only last an hour.
So, you're heading towards the university district, Daigaku. Right. Mm-hmm. So you head off from the estates. Abe asks, will you be back this evening, or are you departing for good?
What do you think?
Have we overstayed our welcome?
I don't think so.
No, they're going to let us stay here as long as we want.
But I don't need to stay for anymore.
We don't have anything else to do here.
Yeah.
We may as well just head out, right?
Yeah.
This is probably the most, like, chill place we've ever stayed. Like, I keep being like, something horrible's gonna happen, and then it, like, doesn't.
Never left yet.
There's literally nothing we can even help you with around here. y'all are good.
I think so. We're gonna head out and not come back tonight.
I think so.
Yeah, I don't need to go back.
Okay, I'm gonna say thank you to everybody that's helped us in the house.
So you let them know you let them know that you're leaving. So as you gather up, the house staff is assembled, and Abe Abe and the rest of them bow to you and say thank you for staying here. You have been wonderful guests.
You've been wonderful to us.
Thank you for having us.
Mm-hmm. They each hand you a little cloth wrapped bag of little pastries to go.
Nice.
I can't wait to eat these. Right.
So, you head off and are led off of the palace grounds.
Barred from entry ever again.
You hear the doors shut and just a big blood metal bar.
Does anybody have our sending stone information in case they need to get a hold of us?
Does somebody get Toshiro?
I think I got Toshiro.
Yeah, you all give Toshiro sending.
I'll send him and let him know that we are going to leave.
He says, thanks for letting me know, though. The word had already reached my ears.
Nice.
We'll have to come back one day.
Mm-hmm.
He says, safe travels, and let me know the next time you're in town. Have a meal together.
Mm-hmm. We'll do. Mm-hmm. Let us know if you ever need anything.
He says, and don't forget that someday I'd like to take you out to my estate and beat you senseless.
I can't wait.
Oh, yes. Oh, my. All
right, so. You head up to the street. As you leave the palace grounds, you see what looks to be a young boy sitting there, like, staring at the doors. And as you come out, he gets up and walks over to you guys. And he says, are you the Horned Claw?
Yeah,
maybe.
When you say young, like, are you saying like how
like
how
10
young?
Or 11?
Oh, adorable. Okay.
He hands a sealed letter to you because you're the highest charisma. He says, "I was paid a platinum piece that makes the wait here and hand this to you."
Who gave it to you?
All the information you need is in the letter. I was told to say, "Thank you." And
can I detect that?
Uh huh.
Yeah, you sure can. Would you like to do it
Tony
subtly?
Yeah.
I would like to do it subtly.
And if that doesn't work, I have an idea.
Do you want a bazinga to see if there's imps watching us?
Yeah.
You bazinga?
Yeah.
You do not see any invisible creatures watching.
Okay.
And the child is actually a child.
And the child is actually a small lad.
A small lad.
So you detect thoughts on him?
Yes, please.
He's like, oh boy, a whole platinum piece. That's more money than I've ever seen. We're going to have my family's
going to push deeper.
Push deeper?
Yes.
Oh, lots of happening. What's the DC of that?
It should be 21 now.
Jesus fucking Christ.
21 for your plus bonus, or is it 19?
The plus 3 to Rhythm Maker's Drum.
Oh. I see the trap of falling into. Well, he fails even with his natural 18. of course, his wisdom was a zero, so... Ooh. Or, well, his bonus, wisdom bonus is zero, so... He could have only made that a natural 20. Yeah. You probe deeper. What are you looking for in this little boy's brain?
Who... What he saw or heard, like, who gave him the...
You see a very beautiful woman come up to him on the street and say, "You there, lad." She says, "You look down on your luck." And he says, "Yeah, that's why I'm out here begging for money." And she says, she hands him a platinum piece. She says, "Go sit outside the west gate of the royal palace. And when you see the horn and claw, those that were celebrated, if you would kindly give this to them." Though when you look at the woman, she does not look familiar to you.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, "I know who they are. I saw them in the fight." She says, "Yes, a whole platinum piece. Just promise me that you'll deliver it." He says, "Of course, for a platinum piece, I'd do about anything."
Jesus.
And then she actually hands them to
them. Nice.
She says, "Make sure to get the extra one to your mother. I know she's sick."
I know she's sick. I don't like that.
So as far as teleportation works... That coin came from her. Could we use it to get to wherever she is?
No. Yeah. I like your lateral thing.
Yeah.
It's always a delight to see which way your brain is.
And our heads.
That is so clever.
Can one of you cast invisibility on me and I'll follow the kid and check on his mom?
I think I have it prepared.
I got a plus six to stealth, so...
Also, Tony, look at the letter. Is there anything weird about the letter?
No, nothing weird about the letter.
Okay.
Do you open it?
I'm scared.
I'll open it real quick.
Okay.
You crack the seal and die.
Is that what happens, Chris Fairfield?
So you crack the seal and open it up. It is a letter.
Is the boy running off?
Yes.
Okay, I hand this back. Invisible me. Invisible me. All right, I follow the kid.
Let me stall you. Yep. With disadvantage in zero.
Oh.
Oh, no. Yes! It would cancel out because of the invisibility. So just
flat.
Flat, yes.
Balls! 14.
That's higher than the kid's passive perception.
Great.
We've already established this kid as a wisdom of zero.
Fair enough.
So. Yeah, but there might be someone keeping an eye on him, so I'm going to flash you anyway.
You can't see her.
You can't see me, and it's fine. I'm not worried about other people hearing me. I just want the kid to kind of not know I'm there.
And with 14, that's more than most people. So, you're able to, despite like a kicked rock or two, you're able to follow this kid. You do see like one like sharp-eared tabaxi suddenly perk up and look around at where you're at, but they just sort of shrug it off and go back to whatever it is they were doing. Probably up to no good, this tabaxi.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so I will come back to you.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so you open the letter. And it says, "Horn and Claw. I was quite impressed by your heroics and your selfless generosity in returning the God-touched owl. I have a opportunity that I think you'd be most interested in. I would ask that you meet me today at noon." She says, "At the Sapphire Spear Tavern." She says, "Tell them you're looking for Bass, B-A-S.
Sorry, Sapphire what?
Spear.
Spear Tavern, and looking for Bass.
She says, "If I do not, she says, "I will wait an hour, and if you do not show up, I will assume you're not interested, and leave it at that. Sincerely yours, Bass."
Okay. I'll tell Taika in their head.
And I know where the Sapphire Spear is, because we walk past it.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
What do you three do? How do you three react to this letter?
Seems legit. Let's go!
What time is it?
It's like 10 a.m.
Okay.
So we got to blow it. I feel like maybe, I don't know, I feel weird. I kind of want to burn it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give it to Shay.
I cast Firebolt on it.
That's a cantrip.
Firebolt and fire
10.
Yeah, it goes up like a piece of flash paper. It just whoosh.
Yeah.
Why did you...
I don't know. Ugh. I just feel weird. And we have the information in our heads.
Mm. I guess. I was thinking, can Inari either describe to me the person that the little boy saw, or, like,
minor
draw
illusion?
A picture or something?
Yeah, you can illusion picture.
And so I'm thinking that I will transform and kind of, like, embody them and walk into the Sapphire Spear and see what people say.
Okay. All right. So we'll...
Do we want to tell Tashira about this? Be like, yo, is this suspicious? I don't know.
No, I think we're
like,
adults.
Let someone know.
No, we're adults. We can handle ourselves.
It's not like they breached the...
Can we?
Yes!
It's not like the urchin, you know, breached the palace. It's like, they waited to kick him out.
And, like, we just killed a bunch of people yesterday. We're badass.
Right.
Yes!
So you follow this this little urchin kid as he runs a great distance away.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because you're in a very nice part of town.
Oh, fair enough, yeah.
And he's running back to his home. So that is... you kind of find yourself over on the east side of town. In a small district that you know as Azuma, which is just sort of a lower class neighborhood, a little more run down than the parts of town that you all have been palling around in.
Mm-hmm.
And so you walk over and you next to a tavern called the Funes, you see a little 3-story apartment building. He runs inside and runs up to the 3rd floor. You follow him up?
Mm-hmm.
So you go up to the 3rd floor and he opens the door and goes inside this very small sort of studio apartment. You see there's 2 small crummy mats and on one of them is a woman who's probably in her mid-30s, but looks tired and sick. And the boy runs up to her and says, "Mother, mother, look what I got!" And holds up his 2 platinum pieces. She just pats him on the head. She says, "Where did you get those?" He's like, "Some lady paid me to wait and give a letter to the heroes." She says, "Okay, well." She takes one of them and she says, "This is yours." And she says, "Well, put it somewhere where you can spend it later." She gives me back the other one. She says, "Now go down to the apothecary and tell them that we can afford the medicine. Make sure that you bring back at least 9 gold pieces and some change for that." She says, "Okay." And so he runs out.
Okay. Does the door open and close, or is it just like
a screen?
He leaves
it open while he's...
Okay. Does her demeanor change at all when he leaves?
No. She looks relieved, mm-hmm. I'd say, is probably the expression that she's wearing. But they'll let you roll the insight check.
Yeah. And can I decide not to be invisible?
Of course, you can break it at any time.
Okay. That's dirty 20.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks relieved.
I'm going to scare this woman to death. I will drop invisibility.
She screams.
I'll kind of knock on the door, wait a second, and then drop invisibility so it's not like... scary.
You can step out of the hallway and drop a visible.
Yeah, that's smarter.
You don't want to scare her.
So she's not, scared actually to death.
She looks up and sits up a little bit. That seems to be a bit misread, which is yes.
Hi.
She says, "Do I know you?"
I'm Taika of the Horn and Claw.
Just roll me a persuasion.
Okay. She probably hasn't been out and about if she's sick.
She hasn't seen you for sure.
Persuasion?
It would have been hard for her not to have heard about you, so.
I only have a +1 of persuasion.
Oh,
so
do you still
15.
Look like this?
No, I'll be Taika. I'll be Taika for this.
Also, I need a name for this person.
Jinshi.
How do you spell that?
JIN-SHI.
She says,
I'm going to need a cheat sheet for all of your disguises.
Me too.
She says, "What brings you to my house?" She says, looking confused, but she believes me.
Well, your boy delivered us that letter with a, you know, he said he had 2 platinum pieces from a pretty lady.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, mysterious letter showing up out of nowhere are pretty suspicious.
She says, did they not have messengers where you're from?
Not for platinum, no. You know what I'm saying? Not for platinum.
It's also, I mean, it's not.
How long have you been sick?
She says a few weeks now.
Okay.
She says, with the medicine that my son is off buying, it should hopefully be back at my feet, hopefully later today.
Do you have a strong community around here?
Of course we do.
Great. And I'm going to take, because a platinum piece is enough to get them, like, that's like a year, right?
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
It's a lot of fucking money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, most people make a few silver a week, right?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's... It's basically, a platinum piece is basically like $1,000.
And if you're living in that economic
yeah.
level, that's a lot of fucking money.
Yeah.
So I will take 50 platinum out of my bag, and try to put it into a sack,
mm-hmm.
And give it to her.
She kind of pushes it back. She says, I couldn't take this. Yeah, done.
I drop it on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Have a good day. And I leave.
Okay.
I leave. I'm not interested in arguing. Mm-hmm. Share alike. What was that?
Never you mind.
What the fuck does that mean?
So, you gonna make your way back to the rest of the group?
Yes. Suspicious.
Good deed done.
Ugh.
Kill them all.
Rolling dice. Secret dice.
Alright, so, you...
I can't even snoop on you because I can't move the camera.
All my
I can try to get
a
glance behind the DM screen.
Leanne 2.0 will be on one of those like robots that you can like move around with a joystick.
Like, wait, did you turn on the wide angle again? Shut that off.
He just hears.
Right, so,
it's a drone, and the cats bat it down and destroy it on the regular.
Oh yeah, did you guys hear about the fireworks show in one of the south suburbs where they did a drone show instead of fireworks and 45 of the drones fell into a lake?
Oh no.
Wow, that seems like a lot.
Yeah, yep. There was like a mass malfunction and just
oh no.
So they had to put some divers into the lake to recover.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Anyway, so you all meet back up in... Kind of sort of halfway. I mean, like, I guess you'll get there first. You're kind of doubling back, but the Kyushigai district, kind of the center old town, is where the Sapphire Spear is. So you three kind of wander that way, and you wait for Taika or to come back, or do you just
okay? Unless you guys want to go in.
Well, I wanted to try my. I wanted to try just going in on my own to see like if they would give me the name.
Do it.
Yeah.
All right. So you go into the. The Sapphire Spear?
Yeah, I'm gonna be dressed and try and have an affect of that woman.
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of... Good day to you.
I give Tony's butt a little slap.
A little pat.
As you walk in, the bartender kind of does a double take at you. And you hear a voice from a table say, "You must be Tony!"
He's already
there! You see the woman that you're impersonating sitting at a table nearby.
Oh, hello. Lovely to see you. And I'll walk over to the table.
She says, I've been told that you were a character and you've not failed to meet that expectation. She says, you're here early. She says, doing some reconnaissance work, trying to figure out who I am today.
Maybe yes, maybe no. Who do I have the pleasure of meeting?
You can call me Bass for now.
For now.
Mm-hmm.
She says, When's there? Are the rest of you coming, or is it just me and you?
Maybe yes, maybe no.
Probably a deception check.
Do I get my advantage because of the actor feat?
You're not trying to pass yourself off as her doer.
But am I?
Tony rolls a nat 20, then she's convinced that this is a mirror or a doppelganger.
24.
Cool, so we'll just wait for them.
Wait, you said 24?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I'm nervous, gang. If that isn't obvious.
Does anybody give me the red alert?
She says, so how have you been enjoying your time in the city?
I'll start running.
It's been nice. We've been hailed heroes of the city. And in my head, I'm just gonna be like, guys, something's weird. Something's weird. Something's weird.
Running!
Do you two come in, or you just hang outside?
I was gonna say, should we wait in the heads? Do you want us to wait for you, or
John? Okay, let's go in, Jen's.
Go on in. Woken it.
Oh, I believe my compatriots have joined us. Over here!
What if we all looked like her?
I mean, you all can disguise yourselves. Do you do it? Do you go for the greatest jape of all time?
No.
Mine technically takes a long rest, so I couldn't do it.
Oh, that's right. All right, so you two walk over. She says, Anari, Shim, it's good to see you. She says, my name is Bass.
Mm-hmm.
She says, are we...
Is her name Bass?
Want me an inside chat?
Why don't keep rolling fives? 17.
Unreadable.
Yeah.
I'm gonna drop my disguise because it's just not fun anymore.
You ruined the bit.
Seriously, I think I might even say that. You know, you ruined the bit.
She actually kind of smiles at that. She says, I have been known to ruin many bits.
Ew.
She says, I've often been told I have a stick up my ass. She says, but you can't help who you are, right? You have to try the bit. I have to be unimpressed by the bit.
But it was an impressive bit, though, wasn't it?
She says,
it was a great bit.
She says, I'm actually quite intrigued to know how you knew what I looked like before you met me.
Uh-oh.
I think that is for us to... like, learn about each other. We've got some things we'd like to learn about you. Little tit for tat. We'll reveal additional information as you do.
Nari, did you probe the boy's mind?
What?
Did you probe the boy's mind?
I don't need to answer that question.
You don't. I'm making conversation. Waiting for Taiga to arrive.
Yeah. I'd like to know your real name.
We will have a great discussion. Once Taika has arrived, we are somewhere a little less eavesdropsy.
I'm broadcasting what's being said, just so Taika is aware.
Is it Secundus?
I'm worried.
Is it Secundus?
Honey, do you wanna Bazinga? I guess you've already used it once today, but...
Oh, I've got it 3 times.
Yeah, and it lasts like 20 minutes, right?
I'd have to look, but it's... I can use another one. Yeah, I'll Bazinga.
You see she looks exactly as she appears to.
Alright.
What if Sipun just changed, killed herself, and reincarnated just so she could fuck with us?
True polymorph doesn't come up, right?
True polymorph would show.
Does shape change?
Yes. True sight lets you see the true shape of any shape changer or... polymorph.
I think it doesn't work on physical disguises. Like, mine are physical disguises, so there's that.
Like, fake glasses with a nose and eyebrows on it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's be real. Knowing Archmage Secundus, if she was going to disguise herself, she would just use magic. She's
I mean, how long does it take me to get there? I'm beelining it.
Not long. few minutes. So you're hustling through the streets. People are like, hey, is that?
As soon as I leave the kids, yeah. I change so that they don't.
Yeah. I want to start asking her weird questions. Mm-hmm. Like, if you were really hungry, but you were made out of hot dogs, would you eat yourself?
So I would go back for seconds.
How much of yourself do you eat before you stop?
She says, we can't go back for seconds until you finish the firsts.
I don't like your answers. They hurt my brain. You're not funny.
Was that like a... What was the tone of that answer? Like, was it just trying to, like, counter Tony, or was it self-deprecating, or was it...
Roll me an inside check.
Jesus Christ.
Is that another five?
Less than that.
Wow.
15.
She... You get the idea that there's no malice in what she's saying, but you also get the idea that this woman's nature is the oil to Tony's water, you know, like, what was your total again?
15.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all you get from that, but.
Tony's just gonna stop talking. He's upset.
She's like, I'm sorry, do you have any other questions for me?
Absolutely. I don't like this look at you. She made Tony sad.
Absolutely not.
What's your favorite color?
She says, I've always had a preference for sky blue. Ah, Taika.
Secundus?
I'm not Archmage Secundus Gaussian Boros, if that's who you're suspecting.
You know the name, though.
Of course I do. She says, it's an important name to know. She says, might we go somewhere private to discuss matters? She says, I give you my bond that I will not in any way harm you.
Sure. I mean, we came here.
Well, right. Yeah. On the way in, I would have taken my percipient.
Mm-hmm.
And potency. House feather and a stone. I got stones.
Okay.
Stone.
She says, says if you'd be so kind as to follow. She.
Second location. Mm-hmm. Never thought of a second location.
She goes deeper into the tavern. And leads you to a small prior room that you would probably recognize as like something the tavern like offers off for people to like for situations like this where people need privacy. She
it's goes like one of those conference rooms at a hotel.
You go back there and there's already like some like. Like food set up and some pitchers of drinks. And she says, I appreciate you taking the time to meet me. I apologize for not being immediately forthcoming with who I am or why I called you here. She says, it's important that nobody know that we have met. She says, I'm not a fan of duplicity. She said, so I tried to keep everything as honest as I could without revealing the intent of this meeting or who I actually am.
Is that going to continue?
She says, no. She says, I've placed several wards in this room that should prevent any sort of divining or should prevent any of the sound from this room from escaping.
So you can kill us?
she says,
so you can what?
Yes, so she can kill us.
Kill us.
So no one can hear our scream.
I'd like to see a bitch try.
She says,
I wouldn't. I would not.
Tony's rattled.
she says, let me introduce myself. And she drops the cloak that she's wearing, and two large wings extend from her back. A halo appears at her head. And standing in front of you is a woman who looks a lot like this.
Oh, hot damn.
I'll send the picture to you.
Yeah. Put that, I want a closer look at that.
Hot celestial lady.
Yeah.
She says, my name is Bassandriel. She says, I am the one of the last remaining archangels.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. In our heads. So, the opposite of the people who were pulling off the devil demon shit.
Oh. Oh, God. The plot.
Begins.
The plot is thick.
How do you spell her name?
I'll put it also.
My guess was B E S A.
B A S A N D R I E L L E. Oh, no, not at all.
I E L.
Did
you get it?
Yeah, unless I'm dyslexic right now.
So she was the archangel, one of the last archangels.
Mm-hmm. And as she reveals herself and her power before you. Roll me, Taika, just Taika, roll me an insight check.
Okay. Come on, which you boys and girls is gonna do me well? Fuck! Do better! Okay. 19, insight?
Yeah.
27.
I'll give you, so it's 27, which is very good.
Yeah!
I'll give you a few things about her, more than I was just going to give.
Yes!
The first thing you glean is that her alignment is lawful good.
Uh-huh.
And that also, it's not just her alignment. Uh-huh. You get the idea, impression that this person is incapable of being anything but lawful good.
Okay.
Like, she is a being composed of that alignment.
Okay.
You also gather from her a power that far surpasses your own.
Mm-hmm.
She may be the most powerful being that you've ever been in front of.
Woo!
You look at her, and you think that she could solo the Eminence.
Oh! Okay.
Like, her... Her arms are, like her. First of all, her body is, like, 100% toned. You realize that you would, just looking at her, you would guess that her strength and ton and dex are all probably in the mid-20s.
Jesus Christ.
And that the amount of charisma rating off of her, she has a charisma no less than 30.
Wow!
Jesus Christ.
You are looking at a being that was created at a time when gods were... at least three times more powerful than they are now, and she was the most magnificent expression of that deity's will.
Oh. Wow!
My life is ruined.
You think that with a word, she could inspire you to die for her, or could inspire you to flee from her in terror?
With a word, with a look.
She doesn't have to do anything for me to do that.
Yeah.
And so as she, like, so you get all that just from her spreading her wings and introducing herself and just being in the aura of this creature.
Now, why was I the only one who rolled the insight?
Because you're the technician, you're the one that's...
Oh, okay, because I was like, wait, was this significant shit? Okay.
Because you're the blood hunter.
Yeah. Because, yeah.
The rest of you get, yeah, magnificent power, like raw charisma radiated.
Well, that's why I stopped talking. I was just like, I don't.
I mean, technically my thing is only Fae Fiend or Undead, but this definitely, like, falls in the crazy category.
Yeah, it's not even just blood hunter, it's also just your experience sizing people up as, like, as a fighter, etc. And you see, as the cloak moves, you also see a scabbard get a longsword that is radiating artifact level power.
Can I pet that sword?
Chips, you especially take notice of the fine craftsmanship of this blade.
Sick.
Wow. Do you guys think? And Inar has said, do you guys think she'll let me touch it?
I don't think we know her well enough yet to ask that permission.
Yeah. You probably say no. She's not fun.
I just assume she can hear what we're saying in her head, so I do laugh a little, Tony.
It's okay. She's still not fun. So I'm sure she knows. An
unachievable goal.
She's
all knowing.
She is not reacting at all to your psychic communication.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But that also could just be, like, maybe she has a really good poker face.
Maybe she's just really straight-faced. Holy shit.
She does
have a really good charisma.
A 30-plus charisma?
It's crazy.
Holy fuck. I mean, I can rock up to a 27 strength, and I can rock up, like, I'm pretty sure I'll be able to beat 30 soon-ish.
Mm.
But, dang.
So, she lowers her wings. And her presence fades for just a sec. Like, just fades slightly. Like, you get the idea that she just wanted to impress upon you who she was.
Who were you an archangel for?
She moves aside. Like, she's wearing, like, a kind of sort of mundane-looking shirt. She unbuttons it, and you see a gleaming set of breastplate underneath of it, and a sun symbol on it. She says, Solari.
Wow.
She says, well, that wasn't her name when she created me.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of Flavi?
She says, the aberration, the bringer of the calamity. Yes, Flavi, it destroyed our life. So it was Flavi's work that banished us from our homes. Made us refugees.
Okay, now Caitlin has some questions.
Yeah.
Flavi banished?
Oh, no, sorry. That was Zalia.
I was like, wait.
No, Flavi, yes. The aberrational god that came to this plane and managed to force its way into the pantheon. Mm. Sorry. Got
it. I was like, wait a damn minute. Oh, no.
She says, why do you ask?
We found one of his books.
Well, it must be destroyed.
It was. Almost killed the guy who did it. But.
She says, Flavi's influence, threatened the poison in this world. She says, any remaining portion of its ichor must be eradicated.
Are you, like, here, like, on, like, the regular? On this plane of existence?
She says, I don't visit the mortal plane too often. She says, I find that the passage of time is like an itch to me.
Well, if you're willing to stay a little itchy, you should take a look at Secundus. Because she was holed up in a Flavi temple.
She says, where at?
Keep that bitch busy. the temple was in...
Oh, God, where was it?
Oh, fuck.
It was on the way to Mashan. It started with a B. Ooh, I think I wrote this down, too.
It's a Bakariko.
Bakariko. I literally was just a page away, I think.
DM's too quick.
Yeah.
It's only because I have it printed on my map, on my calendar here. she says, She says, Bakarika. She says, I'll make sure that the rest of the temple is eradicated. Reduce the dust. She says, you said she was meeting in this temple. Was it, do you feel like she had any affiliation with the temple, or was it just a convenient spot for her, do you think?
Oh. I'll be honest.
You also know that she summons some demons.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so she definitely summons some demons. And I'll be upfront about it. You being a problem for her is great for us.
She says, well, I know you're not lying, so she says, I will investigate.
I mean, if you want to see the book, did Yukio say the book turned to dust or anything?
He destroyed
it. He destroyed, yeah.
It was bound to human flesh. It has been destroyed.
Yeah.
Would it be helpful if I did a minor illusion of it, or do you need?
She says, if the book is destroyed, I'm satisfied.
Gave Yukio the blood, too, right?
Yes.
Okay.
She says, She says, if you encounter anything touched by Flavio or Zelioth, she says, another aberrational creature from the outer realms. She says, destroy it immediately.
Oh, but I think if we tried to destroy this, it'd probably kill us. Mm. Because an extremely powerful cleric almost died doing it. Right? That's my impression, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, if I, Taika, had opened that book, I'd have been fucked.
You guys are also hot shit, so who knows?
Probably could have gotten out of it, but it would have been bad, as opposed to just giving it to him.
She says, well, she says, that's good to know. I will perhaps send some seraphim to look into it.
Great.
What is a seraphim?
She says, that is a type of celestial being.
How do you spell it?
S-E-R-A-P-H-I-N. She says, technically, I'm built in their form. She says, now, why I wanted to speak with you. She says, word has reached me that you've learned about a conspiracy of devils.
In our heads, I say, let's not give anything away, because I don't hate that the devils want what they do.
Mm.
And she might hate they want it just because.
But isn't she going to be able to tell for lying?
We just don't have to say anything.
Okay.
She says,
Yeah, there is a chance that, because we got all of our information from Ty, and there's a chance that he was manipulated into things. We don't know, like, all the details about, like, his rank and how much of a role he played. So maybe we're being misled about what this all is?
Oh, no, I think it's all 100% true. Yeah. I think it's all 100% true.
I hope so. Because I want to know what the other side is saying.
Well, let's slow play it.
She says, is my information correct?
Maybe.
What do you want to do with that information?
She says, that is not an answer.
You're the most powerful being any of us, maybe any mortal person, has ever seen. So if I sympathize with a potential plan...
Are you in league with the devils?
I wouldn't say that.
I believe you.
What's your goal? Destroy them? Finish the fight that apparently you guys have been having for eons in the astral plane?
She pauses for a second.
I kind of point at her a little bit.
We are unable to fight them right now.
Why is that?
She says, a little over 2 years ago, a war broke out between us. We have been fighting for almost 800 years in the Astral Sea for territory, she says, but Solari was nearly brought back to this realm and then yanked away, along with Cilia, who they revered.
Uh-huh.
She says, this agitation led to a war and much bloodshed and collateral damage. A year and a half ago, we agreed to sign a binding ceasefire with them. No devil may fight a celestial, no celestial may fight a devil for the next 5 years.
And so there's 3 years left, or?
No, it was a 6.5-year deal.
So for the next 5 years. Wow.
She says, They gave up a very valuable strategic fortress in the Astral Sea in order for this agreement to go into effect. She says, in hindsight, she says, I suspect that they had ulterior motives than ending the war. She says, as much as it pains me to say, I should know better. You don't make deals with devils. But I think they may have gotten one over on us, as you mortals would say.
What do you think they're getting away with?
You would be able to tell me. She says, I know there was a mass of them in Rakkad up until earlier this year. Now there are none.
Just shit-eating grin.
I know that 8 artificers went missing in Rakkad. And I know that you all had something to do with it.
Hold, please. Because you said it. That she didn't seem to be reacting to our
correct
mental chatter.
Correct.
So there's no way. So this is all in our heads. So there's no way to guess if she can actually hear in our heads or not. But like,
I can. She says,
"Yeah, fucker, fucker."
No, I'm just kidding.
I am deeply invested in these homeless beings get a home. Devils and celestials, apparently. Like, I just want it to happen.
Didn't we find out that, like, please correct me if I'm wrong, but, like, there might only be enough power for one plane?
Is that right?
That's correct.
Oh, shit.
The fear is if they fight over it and something happens, it could either make something horrible happen and the thing we're fearing and blowing up happens, or like neither of them get it because they're like
they're fighting over it, right? Yeah.
Well, and according to her, and you get the idea that she probably can't lie. Mm-hmm. They literally can't fight the devils for
right
5 years.
Yeah.
So, but okay. So,
the devils
gave
up their
do whatever they want.
Oh, that's
and they
delightful.
Can't, they can't really interfere.
Oh fuck.
Okay.
So, interesting.
Like I know.
But we can.
Well, yeah, so I know there's, like, lawful good and lawful evil, right? But in the context of this world...
And I will say, just kind of out of character, more so in this previous pantheon, like, gods now are pretty unaligned.
Mm.
They're a little more up to the interpretation of the follower. In the old pantheon, they were strictly aligned in a way that things typically aren't now.
Okay. So, but, like, when you say she's lawful good, like, I just don't want to, like, have me fall into, the like, the... Devils are bad, angels are good.
No.
You know,
and that's interesting. I'm glad that you don't. And you shouldn't because
yeah.
It's a little more. It's a little more gray in my world, especially
mm-hmm.
since the cataclysm calamity, with them being kind of refugees, like fighting it out on the astral sea. Like, yeah, like devils are typically evil, but like they've had a little more sympathetic plight now. And
mm-hmm.
angels are lawful good, but that means they can be overly zealous, and
mm-hmm.
you know,
yeah.
So it's almost being put on us.
I bet that's the ask. I bet anything that's the ask. Oof. I mean, we gotta tell him. But, like, so I'd forgotten that there's only one. I forgot that there was only one. Because I was about to spill the beans and be like, yeah, if you do this, we'll help you.
Mm.
Because we have people working on it. But there's not power enough to do it twice.
No, we have to think about what... So they would like a new home. The devils would like a new home, but
there's only
room for one. But also, would this celestial person know of anything else we could do to create two?
And I like that, like, maybe they can help. And maybe we could use the, I don't know, the lawful good on our side of, like...
Right, because they can't lie.
Yeah, and if we say, like, everyone could die, that's not lawful good, right?
If they went at it?
Yeah.
Maybe, like, if they fought?
Well, I guess
well,
it's the lawful good in their and theirs best interest. Or does it include all of humanity as well? Because that's my question. I don't know that humanity is part of their
consideration.
Calculations.
Yeah.
It just is. And so it's collateral damage. They don't care because they're so much greater than humans.
Yeah. Like, I feel like not telling her is choosing. Mm-hmm. And I don't love that. But I feel like telling her everything is also choosing.
Yeah, I also feel like the devils came by it honest. Like, even though it was technically underhanded, they won. They made the plan, they made the deal, and they won. And what you have to do when you make a deal with
the devil is suck
it up. Right,
and the Celestials didn't do anything like that.
Yeah.
And they could have.
Yeah.
Whew. Oh my god.
Alright, I'm gonna ask her what the ask is.
Yeah.
So, what is the ask here?
We would like to know what they're doing.
Why?
Why wouldn't we?
What's the end goal?
Will depend on what they're doing.
Are you going to try and go in and sabotage them?
I doubt we'd be able to do that.
Use mortal followers to get in their way?
She says get in their way of what?
You're not going to twist me up.
What? I'm not trying to twist you up. She says I'm unsure of what your reticence is for telling me.
I mean, is your end goal to end all devils no matter what, no matter the cost?
How
will
she answer that question?
Well, the fact that you have to wonder is already a good
good indication that it's not a good answer.
Not great.
Well, also,
she says devils, fiends. Huh? She says are beings of malevolence and evil that were created by dark gods for dark purposes. She says they cannot be trusted. She says, and they delight in the suffering pain that they cause people. She says creatures like that should not be suffered to live.
Okay, insight on our own experience of the world. Mm-hmm. I feel like that doesn't ring true for us in the world
Correct.
That we've grown up in.
You would say there is probably more nuance.
More nuance?
Yes, yes. Do a lot of fiends really enjoy suffering and, like, hurting people? Yes. But you think about people like Tybalt. Would Tybalt be considered a fiend?
Yeah. Well, and what their goal right now is to make a world for themselves where they won't be dogged by Celestials, right?
True. And would that ultimately give them an advantage in the Celestials? If they had a place where they could have abundant resources
build power.
And build their
power?
Okay. I mean, maybe.
It's more than just a place to be.
Place to call home.
Can I bring up a thought experiment for a second?
Sure.
It was a trolley.
Jesus. So, let's say they can't do anything with the fiends now for 5 years. We need to help them within the next 8 months, mm-hmm. right? So, it doesn't really matter how much or how little we tell them right now, because they can't really stop what's going to happen.
I don't know that they can't stop it. They just can't directly act.
They just can't directly act with the fiends. Okay.
I think that they, I assume they can have proxies.
Also, what is the, so let's say we help the fiends make this new plane of existence. What prevents the Celestials from fighting with the fiends over that new plane of existence?
They can do whatever the fuck they want when they're not on our plane.
Right.
I think
and
is
so,
the important thing.
And so...
Roll me an Arcana check, or a Religion check, Tony.
Okay.
Can I also?
Yes.
Because my thought process is, we can tell her that we're going to help, and this will benefit you, and you guys can continue your
holy
fight,
God.
But in this new space, and someone will have a home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Religion.
Was the Nat 20?
Oh,
19.
Nat 20, ooh. And I have a plus 15 to Arcana.
Plus 15, 35.
Yeah. 35. What did you get in your religion?
19.
Is that
what you rolled?
I rolled 15.
Oh, sorry.
And I got plus 4.
So Tony, I'll say, historically, you know, from back when, you know, back when. Devils and when fiends and celestials were associated with various gods, which they are decidedly not now.
Yeah.
The planes they inhabited were hospitable to one, but inhospitable to the other. And then with your 35 fucking arcana check, you would know that when they're creating the plane, they would likely be able to infuse it with either a positive or negative energy. And so the negative energy plane, for example, that the devil fiends might create would be hospitable for them. It might heal them. It might make them more powerful. It would probably hurt the Celestials and make them less powerful while they're there.
Okay. Could we make a neutral plane?
Of course, you can make a neutral plane. But do you think the fiends are going to make a neutral plane?
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to be helping them, right?
Are you?
Isn't that...
I don't know.
I mean, that's kind of in the tentative plan, but we've been playing both sides of it.
Right.
Planning on helping them, but also building up forces to stop them if we have to.
My thought process is we want to get both of them the fuck out of our plane and to leave us alone.
Well, they're in the asteroid.
They're in the asteroid.
So, I was the one who was like, maybe we help them because I am sympathetic to them not having a home.
And I'm just sympathetic to them leaving us alone and not threatening our plane of existence.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, we were also much lower level then, and it was like, well, maybe they just need to do it the right way.
Right.
And they can get out of here. So.
It was more of avoiding. We couldn't do anything.
War.
Like, we couldn't, at the time, we couldn't do anything to stop them, so let's help them do it
let's
safely.
Let's plan on. Yeah. Because, like, throwing a bunch of lives at this thing seems a little crazy, too.
Yes, but. So. If we don't help them, there is a higher likelihood that they will blow up our plane of existence.
I don't even know that we know it's actually higher. That's our concern, that they could do that. Like, that's one of the conclusions that it could come to. Because we don't have any idea about what they're doing. We know they chose young artificers, but Chris said in particular that they may have chosen young people so that they weren't stymied by old conventions.
But they're also not stymied by... wisdom of like, hey, let's not risk it for the biscuit.
I mean, you say they're young, but these are like people like in their mid-20s. They're like,
right, but they don't have they don't have real world experience. A lot of their experience is academic and theoretical, is my understanding. So I would rather have someone with some more practical experience that can be like, oh, like thinking about how things interact
but
with
like,
each other.
But, like, what I'm saying, though, is in-world, Chris has told us a few times that these people aren't they have experience. They are good. They're very good at what they do.
They pluck the brightest people from each school.
He also said very specifically once, it could be that any artificer trying to do this that was old would just say, no, it's not possible, and walk away from the problem.
Fair.
So, I mean, I don't think it's impossible to say that they could do it. We're just really worried about it.
Yeah.
Also, who's going to be more likely to sign a contract like, leave your life and go do this mysterious thing for a year? A young person with no ties or an old person with a family?
It's like Peace Corps.
Peace Corps.
Fiend Corps.
Yeah, right?
Well, and like getting the older artificers, they might not have been the people who could think out of the box, but they could check the work.
Yeah, that's kind
maybe
of what our plan is, check the work. Type of situation, which is why we sent Magpie, Eric's, and everybody. They're all doing a think tank.
Can I ask her? I want to ask her more questions. I want to figure out her take on the thing. So, with your war, and whatever's going on with the devils, what is the acceptable risk and loss of humanity on, or anyone from this plane, from your perspective?
She says, I don't think there's any acceptable mortal casualties.
So,
she says, we take great pains to keep our fighting away from mortal races, but of course the devils take great pains to hide themselves among them.
So if you had to choose between an option that you know would wipe out all devils, but would kill a majority, if not all of humanity?
We would not do that.
What about a minority, but still a large amount? Like an eighth? Or a tenth?
She says, that would not be a risk worth taking.
And we're like, sure, she can't tell a lie? Or like,
roll me an insight check.
I mean, I rolled a 27, and I'm pretty sure she can't lie, right?
Yeah. Jesus poop!
Can I roll another one, I guess?
Of course.
21.
So, nope, not at all. 16.
She seems to be telling the truth.
Just come out with it.
I mean, what do you guys think?
She says, if you'll need more time to discuss whether you would like to work with me, I can respect that. She says, why don't you take some time to think about it? We can meet back here later.
What's later?
She says, you tell me. How much time do you need?
Tomorrow?
So yeah.
We can actually just talk it over.
Yeah.
She says, we'll meet back here on tomorrow at noon.
We?
Me and the four of you.
Oh, okay. I was like, who is it? she said around noon?
At noon.
At noon.
She says, think of any questions you have for me. She says, and I hope, let me know if there's anything I can do to prove you can trust me.
I mean,
can she speak for all of them?
Mm-hmm. So, she says the food and drink are yours if you want them. She says, I do not require them. She says, I'll see you in the morning. And
thank
with that,
you.
She disappears with a loud pop.
Holy shit.
Well, at least lunch was catered.
Guess.
I'm going to start eating.
As you all ponder...
Wait, did we get her name? Yeah, I was like, wait, what's her name?
So as you all contemplate this new wrinkle...
Yeah.
We'll pick that back up there next week.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. I don't trust anyone who can't take a joke.
Yeah, she made Tony sad. I don't trust...